USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. In the days after the Democratic Party's collapse in the Virginia governor's race, party strategists descended on the Commonwealth to figure out what went wrong and understand just how bad the national outlook might be next year. What they discovered, largely through focus groups and polling, was even worse than expected. The Democratic Party's entire brand was a wreck. Voters couldn't name anything the Democrats had done, except a few who said, "We passed the infrastructure bill." The center-left group Third Way and its pollster said in a report, obtained first by Politico, on focus groups they ran in Virginia. Pfizer announced that in the event that a vaccine escape variant emerges, such as the new Omicron variant, a new vaccine could be ready in the next 100 days, Mediaite reported. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
President Biden this week said don't blame him for the painful spike in gasoline prices.
I also want to briefly address one myth about inflated gas prices. They're not due to environmental measures. My effort to combat climate change is not raising the price of gas.
Senator Pat Toomey, Republican of Pennsylvania, who serves on the Senate Banking, Budget, and Finance Committees, Toomey told Fox News' Brett Baer, it's unbelievable.
One of the very first things this president did was shut down the Keystone Pipeline, a tremendous source of oil, suspending the ability to drill for oil and gas in places where we have oil and gas.
The UK Health Security Agency published a weekly vaccine surveillance report. From October 25th to November 21st, the vaccinated accounted for 61% of all cases, 66% of all hospitalizations, and 81% of all deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
The nation's highest court will take up a controversial abortion law this week.
Abortion will be front and center before the Supreme Court again, as the High Court will hear arguments on Monday that challenge the state of Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban. This case, known as Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, is a challenge to what pro-choice activists have called a blatantly unconstitutional abortion ban. Mississippi's 2018 Gestational Age Act prohibits abortions after 15 weeks. The exceptions do include rape and incest. It's been referred to, though, as a direct attack on Roe v. Wade. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A security guard died from wounds he suffered while trying to protect a news crew in California, authorities said Saturday. Kevin Nishita, an ex-police officer who worked as an armed guard for the Star Protection Agency, was helping guard a KRON-TV crew on Wednesday in Oakland when somebody tried to steal the crew's camera equipment. Nishita was shot in the lower abdomen and rushed to the hospital. He died early Saturday, according to the Oakland Police Department. We are devastated by the loss of our security guard and our friend, Jim Rose, KRON-TV's vice president and general manager, said in a statement. This senseless loss of life is due to yet another violent criminal act in the Bay Area. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.